Zog the Mishnah, Daf Pei Zayin Omer Aleph, the new Perek. Ho'isha, bizman she bebeis bailo, shochtele bailo v'shochtele ovio, toichel misha bailo. We're talking about now to be a participant and eat from the Korban Pesach. So you have to be from the Minuyin. You have to be a participant. You have to be a money on the Korban Pesach. So a woman that's married, so if she's married, living with her husband, bizman she bebeis bailo, and two people shechted for her. Her husband, shochtele bailo, v'shochtele avio. Her father also still felt that she's part of, still paying for her insurance. You know what I mean? You get married, but still, he's still on the plan. She's still on the plan. So shochtele avio, toichel misha bailo. She eats from her husband. Zog Rashi, why? The mistoma daito limonois al shel bailo. Her intent stoma is to be nimna with her husband. Shelo kozman shelo pilsho she daito b'shel avio. So she says and specifies, I want to be part of my father's chabula. Zog the mishnah vayta holcha regel gishoin lasses beveis avio. If the first yontif, first Pesach, she goes to her father's home. And Zog Rashi, that was the minhag, ki derech hanesuis leleches lebeis avien. Regel rishon shach hanesuin, you always go to your father's home. That was the minhag. The first regel,
still is today.
More than first regel, and more than first Shabbos. So holcha, for more than first Shana too. But then the minhag was regel rishon, achol ponim, and the first Pesach, she's by her father's home. So holcha regel rishon lasem beis avio. So then, in such an instance, Shochtel avio v'shochtel abaylo. If they both shechted on her, so who is she part of? So teichel b'makom she roitza. Here she can choose. Here she can decide and pick and choose. And the Gemara is going to go into the sugya of Beira. What do you mean she can choose? Who is she part of? Zok Rashi uv'gemara mukla b'she'ein redufa. The Gemara is going to say we're talking about in the case where she's not redufa lelech ad heina lebeis avio. She's not ruggle to go back to her father's home. She doesn't always run back. So Mela, she can still choose. We'll see the Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask the steer from a brisa. But upon him, the mission differentiates. Regular Nesua, Bebeis Bailo, both shechted for her, Bailo. First regal, she can choose. Zog the Mishnah Vaita, Yosem, she shechtu all of apetropsin. Yosem has two apetropsin, two caretakers. And let's see, you have two of them. So Yoichel Mokim Shuroitza. Again, he can also pick and choose. Zog Rashi, Shoyloi Shnayim. Vemnu Azel Pisra, Azel Pisra, he can choose. Zog the Mishnah in the next case. Eved Shal Shnei Shutvin. You have an Eved of two Shutvin. So now, each one owns half the Eved. Lo Yoichel Mishal Shneim. Cannot eat from both of them. Why? You can't eat from this Pesach or that Pesach. The reason is, even if one of them is Manem on his Pesach, it still doesn't give him permission. Zog Rashi, mi nosav eshus lechelik ha'achal limonis al zeh. I don't have jurisdiction on the other half of you. That's not owned by me. Right? That's owned by the shutev. The ein loy takon elim ken rotzu shneim sheim neema echad. The only takon is if they both agree that he should be part of only that one. But once they both agree that he's not a part of one, then it's not going to work. Mele, you can't eat from neither. Someone who's a chetzi evet, chetzi ben choyin, that means there were two shutvin, and one of them was mishacher, his chelik of the evet, so chetzi ben choyin, so memela, the rabbi does not have a jurisdiction to be memanahim, to have him part of the nimna on the chelik of the cheres. The cheres is not under me. So Rashi, lo yochem mishal rabbi, even the one that owns him, he only owns half. So Mela doesn't work. Zog the Gemara. Shema mino. From here we see yesh brega. Why? Because what are we saying? The Gemara's hamina right now is that the Reish of the Mishnah says she's beveis bailo, and that's the first case. That's the case of shteichel misha bailo. But the second case in the Mishnah was holcha regel rishon las beveis avio, and you have both of them shechting on her. Shechtele avio v'shechtele bailo. You can pick and choose. That means yesh breira. If during the Seder by night, she decides when it comes to Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to the Zman of Achilas Pesach, right? But at the end of the meal, Korban Pesach, she says, okay, I want to be part of my father's. I want to be part of my husband's. What do you mean she could pick and choose? Who did they shech for? Yeah, it's only because of yesh breira. So l'chayitza raya yesh breira. Sagt mal, ich mache mir jetzt Brega. Sagt Rashi, Kassal gedacht mir, mach ihm sich heute bis Schatz Achille, komm mal, during the Suda, wam rin und huve des Schritte, was rieke da, Pesach Shabbi, ist der Rick, Allah, da hai, itza, it must be that is done for her, the Mafreya, Huver, and whoever she picks. Sagt die Gemara, no, it doesn't mean Yesh Breira, that she can pick and choose afterwards and Huver, the Mafreya. No, it's not retroactive. Sagt die Gemara, mach heute bis Schatz Schritte, mach heute bis Schatz Schritte. It means at the time of the Schritte. At the time of the Schritte, she has to decide, now is your time to decide, who do you want to be Nimna with? But not because of Yesh Breira. It's Dafka B'Shas the Shechita. That's the Shak of Tai in the Gemara. Now, the Tzlach points out, if you look in the Mishnah, there was another case. There was a case of, we also can pick and choose. Yosem Sheshachtol V'Apetropsin, Yoich B'Mokam Shul Goitzer. So that's also Yesh Breira in the Havamina. That you can, not the Havamina was, maybe you can choose it during the Suda. So l'chora, why do you need two cases of Yesh Breira? Zok Tzlach, you might be mechalik and differentiate that by a woman that's a badass, that's not wishy-washy, an adult, not a yesoimim that have apotropsin. So if you would ask her b'shas the shechita, so then if you would have asked her b'shas shechita, she would have said what she picked out b'shas the suda. So mele you can at least tighten it up as Yesh Breira. Shivtaka would have said so. Mashenka by Yisoyimim, where the das is not shlema, so as much as an adult. So even if you would have asked them b'shas the shechita, maybe over here it wouldn't have been breira. So mainly need a special chiddush of they can pick and choose, meaning in the havamina, the makom shem goitzim by Yisoyimim, besides the case of the isha.
What is the normal case for minuyin?
So the truth is, you're asking what is the etzim din of minuyin. So the truth is, the mashmoyus in this gemara is that a minui is as long as you show, I want to be with them. Because the Gemara's Hamina was Breira, and the Gemara's Maskon is no B'shash Chita. B'shash Chita what? You have to show that, no, I want to be with this person. So it's Mashma that the minui is just letting them know that this is what I want. If you remember the Gemara, we had the Biskrov, had a whole shtick on this. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Amid Beis, the Gemara said that Merube Bosar, if let's say you have a lot of meat and very few participants. So the Gemara said, "Daf Ayinam at Beis, b'meruba meno yadi," meaning Zok Rashi in the top and Daf Ayin b'chabura mu'etah shapesach meruba v'lo yaviu chagiga. So you don't know, you don't need a filler because you have a lot of meat. Meno yadi Zok Rashi abaylin b'shloish osar and the 13th. How will they know how many people will join? Shtei chaburosem mu'etes. Okay, kol shor boin v'nimna all of anoshim me'alma v'koinin lo'en boi chelek. And they acquire a part of the Korban Pesach. Zok de Biskrov, we see from here and from other places that in order to be part of it, you have to have a kinyan kesef. Atashchita. But avada, batos hashchita, you can be koine b'kesef. Is mashma, it's not stam, I want to be part of it. It's an actual acquiring, you have to make a payment and be part of the chabura. The mashmois over here is a minui is just a yediyah b'alma, a gilui das. I want to be part of my father b'shash chita. Not like the mashmois that he says that yin mamash ma'is a kinyan. So this is really a discussion in Achronim. What is the minui? Is it a gilui das or it's a real kinyan? So ein echinami. Some want to be mechalik, but you're saying exactly this nekuda. By an isha, vibalt is meishach shach to her husband. So over here, a gilui ba'alma would be sufficient. Ein chenami, any other person, in order to be part of a chabura, you have to have a kinyan. Kinyan kesef, Dr. Biskarov. Mashenkin over here, where it's a husband and a wife, so mele, the rotzen will be enough. When now, the truth is, the before the shechita, not afterward, we're going on breira. Dafka before the ma'isa shechita. Now, other rishonim, the sfasemes, others, achronim, want to say, that be'etzim, the whole nekud is really shver because what's wrong with zoch and ladim shleibifonov? What's the whole shaila of yesh breira, ein breira? What's so shver as yesh breira? Zoch and ladim shleibifonov. You can be mezaka for him. So the Sfas Emes answer is that's only by stoma. But when she behedges says she wants to be by the father, not by the husband, or the opposite, then it's a chovin. Then you don't say zoch and ladim shleibifonov. Now the mashmoy is the taste over here on the top is dafka bira b'shash shchita. But if she's not mevarer, then eino echeles loy mishal zev loy mishal zev, then she's neither. Aval b'reisha, but the reisha of the Mishnah, then it's taka stoma echel mishal baila. So the Gemara comes down, and the Gemara says, there's no ra'i yesh breira, we're talking about b'shash shchita. Frek the Gemara kasha uge minu, I'll ask you the following question. Isha, a woman, Regular Rishon Echelet Mishal Avio. Now this Bryce is going to say Behegi Nalag the Mishnah. Regular Rishon, the first Yontif. Echelet Mishal Avio. She eats from her husband, from her father. Our Mishnah said, regular Rishon, she can pick and choose. Our Mishnah, and this Bryce says, regular Rishon, automatically Mishal Avio. Mikan Ve'elach, but after the first regal, then it's the pick and choose. Goitza Echelet Mishal Avio, Goitza Mishal Bailo. Our Mishnah said, if it's not the regular Rishon, then it's automatically Mishal Bailo, even if the husband, even if the father shechted for her. So it's Mamish Astira. So Kasha, it depends. Kan Begadufa Leilich. This Brisa that says that regular Rishon, then it's from her father, is talking about Gedufa Leilich. She's always running to her father's home. She's always running to her father's home. She is not content. She's not happy so much with her marriage or being with her husband. So in such a case, she was running to her father's home. So then Gedufa Leilich to her father. So then Taketz Mishal Avio Regal Rishon. And that's shot in the Brisa. And that's why even not regular Rishon, she still can pick and choose. Why? Because she's always by her father's home. The Mishnah is talking about she's not Gedufa Leilich. So because she's not Gedufa Leilich, so regal Rishon, she can take a pick and choose, because that's a minig. Mashenka, not the regal Rishon, it's from her husband, because she's not Gedufa, she's not running back to her father. So then tak, it's automatically from her husband. Now the Gemara, there's a different gesoys. The mere fact that she doesn't need a kinyan because of Isha and her husband, but that's Gufa Chelik the Chiddush in the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Zok the Gemara weiter. So again, we differentiate between Gedufa and Ein Gedufa. Now the Gemara says, Dichsiv. So it really depends on the choices. The Pashas, even if it says Dechsiv, we're not being a raya to Redufa, meaning that if you're running back to your husband, so then you can pick and choose even after the regal Rishon. We're just using the word that there's a musug of going back. The Lashon Redufa means that you go back. Here in the Gemara's raya from the Brisa is going to be that you're running back. From this pasuk is talking about that you're running back to say how good it's by your husband. That happens to be a different scenario. It happens to be you're running back to say what a great husband you have. But we're just using the lashon of redufa means that you're going back. That's going to one pshat. That's another pshat. Like we see a pasuk in Sheashirim, Ozi Isi Bein of Kamaita Shalom is referring to that the connection between Klal Yisrael and the Eibishter. We learn out Ozi Isi Bein of Kamaita Shalom. I was in his eyes. Kamoitzes Shalom, meaning I was so beloved, so I was Shalom. I was Kamoitzes Shalom means Shlema. V'om Rabbi Yochanan kekala shenimtzes Shlema bebeis chamiha. She was so complete in her father-in-law's home, meaning with her husband. Uredufa leilich lagit shvoka bebeis avia. She's running back to her father not because she's complaining, because she wants to say how beloved she is in her husband's home. Kedachsiv, like it says the pasuk in Hosea, v'hoya b'yoyim ha'unu u'mashem tikri ishi. That the Eibishter, we're going to call the Eibishter. He's going to call us Ishi. Ishi means husband. We're going to call him husband. But not going to be called anymore master. There's a difference between a Baili, which is master, and is Ishi, your husband. So that's going to show the love of the Eibishter and call you so that the Eibishter is going to be our husband and not our master anymore. But that's we bring a raya that the Lashon of the Dufa is that you're going back. Now here you happen to be going back in this pasuk to show the Maila of her husband's home. Like a kala in her father-in-law's home, that she's very beloved there. And not like a kala in her father's home, because that's not, she's happy in her husband's home. So we compare it like that type of kala. Ochois lonu v'ktano. The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, "Ochos lanu ktana." We have a young sister, v'shadayim ein lo, and she's not developed. She's not done enough shadayim. Zogd Rashi, lohonik lacherim, to be manik lacherim. So we'll see soon in the Gemara. Shadayim is represents Talmid Chachamim. The point of Talmid Chachamim is to be manik, to give over to others. Zogd Gemara, Rabbi Yechon Azu Elam. This referring to the city of Elam. This is where Daniel lived. Shazoch salulmoid. It was zoche that you're able to learn in that city. Daniel lived there. But I didn't have the milo being melamed to others. And Rashi says, Daniel was in Shushan, which is in Elam, there's been Dina, and he was zoicha lilmoit, but not to be marbit story to others. like in Bavel. In Bavel, where Ezra was, Ezra Sofer, he was also derish to others, melamed yisol to others. So that's Elam. It's Shadaim Elo. Shadaim is a represents being manic to others. That means melamed to others. That's what Elam represents, that it didn't have the ability to be melamed to others. And the yisod of Talmud Torah is to be melamed to others. Zogmo ani choymoi v'shodak migdolos. We talk to learn this pasuk in Shiashirim. I'm like a choymoi v'shodak migdolos. Omer Rabbi Yechon ani choymoi zutoyra v'shodak migdolos. Elu tamid chachomim. So it's mamish like the shadayim to give over to be manic to others. The purpose of Torah is lilmoid ulalamed. As a matter of fact, the Torah, the Ikka Torah, like we say, lilmoid ulalamed is in order to do amanasa lamed, in order to give over to others. The Rabbi Kivegan Shuvas brings the Shev Yankov and he says the Gevaldige Yesod. He says the Goyin Paskins is make a Birchas HaTorah by hearer, but the Mechaber says you don't. So he says even if you don't, even those shittas that hold you don't make a bracha by hearer, by merely thinking about Talmud Torah. But if you write Talmud Torah, he talks about that Shuvah about writing Sviras Oimer. If you write it, you yoytze b'ksiva. But he says if you write Talmud Torah, then you do make a Birchas HaTorah. What's the difference? Because the difference is, the Vort is not speaking it out and not speaking it out. Because when you write, you're not speaking it out either. The Vort is that it's not totally in Dibur. It's totally, is this Talmud Torah melamed l'acherim? When it's hirer ba'almet stays within you, it's not a Talmud Torah that's melamed l'acherim. But if it's b'ksiva, then many people will read what you wrote. Fakir, the readers for him. So that's a kiyum din of l'lmoid u'l'lamed. So memele, you make a birchas HaTorah on k'siva, even though it's not a dibur. The difference, Dr. Shev Yankov, the difference between k'veg and tshuva, simen choptes, chelik aleph, the difference between k'siva and hearer is gufa, one is a p'chin of l'lmoid u'l'lamed, and one is not. Zog di gomoga, v'rova omar, a new pshat in ani choyma. Ani choyim ezu kness Yisrael v'shodakim migdolos eile bat knessi zubat midrashes like a migdol that protects you. Shemeginim al ador. Omer Rav Zuta bar Tuv Yomer Rav Ma'idich Siv Asher bonenu kinetiim gudolim v'nureyim. Our sons are like netiim. Netiim are young saplings that are still fresh. They're not niskalkel. So too over here by a young boy, young lads, they have no chet. Asher bonenu kinetiim gudolim. Our daughters like zoviyos mechutovos, like corners that are mechutovos, closed. Tavnis heichel compared to the heichel. What does it compare? Compares to the base of mikdash. Zok demarash b'nei kinetim elu bachui yisrael shloi tomu tam chet. They weren't toim tam chet. They weren't toim tam chet. And the mashal says that just like a besula is called a naira, so a bocher that's not toim tam chet is called a nar, and that's why Yosef was kovash yitzchok was called a nar. So asher bonenu kinetim gudolim bin ureyem. So memela, and likewise the bonois, they were not toim tamchet. They did not submit to immoral behavior. So unlike umis oilam, so benoisene kazovias elu b'sulis yisrael sheoigdois pischein. Benoisene kazovias elu b'sulis yisrael sheoigdois pischein lebalein. That means they remain loyal to the husband until marriage to have a relationship. And they're not nivolis lacheres. Another pshat Rashi says, they tell their husbands when they're nidois to be purged from them. Even though be'etzim they misava. They misava when they're psulois, they misava when they're nidois. But they tell their husbands they're nidois, or they keep their psulim for the husbands. So that's kezoviyois, psulis yisosha, ogzis pischein lebalein, v'chenu oimer, umolu kemizroi kezoviyois. Poskin Tzchaya, Umolu Kemizrik Kezoviyos, Mizbeach. Zog Drashi, Maz Zoviyos, Dosem Ksiv, Umolu, Hochanam, Bede Sene Kezoviyos, Al Deshe Mismalo Is Taiva, Ve Ein Is Koko Is Al Achivo Balein. They Mismalo Taiva, but they wait for their husbands. Zog Dumore, Ibo Yiseima, another Pshat is, Mehocha, from here. Mizuyenu, this is a Posek in Tehillim. Mizaveinu meleim mefikim mizan al zan. Mizaveinu meleim. Even though mizaveinu, like we said, that they're takam mole with taiva, but mefikim mizan al zan mechutovais tavnis heicho. Meaning, what does that mean? Elu veelu side the bachurim that are nimne from chet and side the bonois that remain loyal to their husbands till they get married. It's like the Hekel was built, the Beis HaMikdash, be a Mayan. So Rashi, Docha, Mashem, Chutovais, the Binyan Hekel, Tavnis, Loshen, Binyan. Zog, the Gemara. Rashi, Tosfos reports in a small, the Bamasal, Kazovios, Zog, Tosfos, Malahalon, Dam, Afkan, Dam, Nidus. Meaning just the second shot of Rashi was Mizbeach, so Mizbeach has Dam. So they also, they tell the husbands about Dam Nidus. Zog, the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to dash in the next Omid, the Psukim in Hoshea. Dvar Hashem Ashahoya al Hoshea. The word of the Eibishter was to Hoshea as follows. Bimei Uziyohu Yoisom. In the days of Uziyohu Yoisom, Ochoz Yechizkiyohu Malch Yehuda. These are four kings of Yehuda. Dvar Hashem Ashahoya al Hoshea de Novi. Bimei Uziyohu Yoisom Ochoz Yechizkiyohu Malch Yehuda. Beferek Echod Nisnabu Dalad Neviim. In one parak, in one time period, there were four Nevi'im. That were Nisnaba in this parak of the four kings. That means four kings. The kings did not live too long. They were because of Shchora. So it has a toll on your life. But the point is, there were four kings in this time period of four Nevi'im. Kings is only one at a time. Nevi'im, there were numerous. There were four Nevi'im in this time period. And the greatest of the Nevi'im was Hoshea. Shenema Tchilas Dvar Hashem b'Hoshea. The pasuk says the first dibur was with Hoshea. In fact, the Mora v'chi b'Hoshea dibur Tchila. The first dibur was Hoshea. What do you mean? Hoshea was not the first one that the Abishah spoke to in Elson Novi. V'alo mi'moshah d'Hoshea kam Nevi'im. Zog the Mora Omer Rabbi Yechanon Tchila la'albo Nevi'im. He was the first of these four. Shenistabu b'Hoshea Perek. Who were the four? We mentioned who the four kings were, but the four Nevi'im were Ve'eluain, Hoshea, Yeshaya, Omay Samicha. He was the first from these four. Omalai Kodesh Baruch Hu Hoshea, Bonecha Chotu, the Abishah told Hoshea, your sons sinned, meaning Kol Yisrael. V'hoilo Loimar, what should Hoshea have answered? Bonecha Heim, they're your children. B'nei Chanunecha, the ones you picked out, B'nei Avram, Yitzchak V'Yakov, the one you sifted, the Oves, the Nisyonis. Galgal Rachamecha Alein, you have pity on them. That's what he should have said. Now, the doctor Ma'ol Daish Lo Omakach. Not just he didn't say so. El Omel Lefonov, he said Ribonis Shalom Kol Olam Shalchohu. You own the whole world. So if you have a tzoras with your children, so have Viram Bumacheres. So switch them for another nation. Now, he said this because of the Tzar Shechina. But Lamaisa, right? He davened for Kol Yisrael. Here he said, "So switch them." Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Becheri na misifcha." He's the mamish the opposite. So the Eibush was tak upset. Oh my gosh, Bochu, my esel zokin zeh. What am I going to do with the zokin? So the lashon of zokin is because vices. He's saying something which is not thought out on his dagger that he just said switch Kol Yisrael. The Eibush doesn't want to switch his children. So oimeloi, I will tell him. Kach. Oimeloi lech v'kach isha zoyna. Go take an isha zoyna. Now the Radak and others we showed him say in that this was only a mara of a chaloim. It wasn't really that took place that he took an isha zoyna. But in the chaloim, the Eibusha told him. Others learned that it was be'emes. But the point is, the Eibusha told him, go take an isha zoyna. V'hoyle d'chabonim znunim, and have children that are znunim. You know where there's znunim? Because if it's isha zoyna, you don't know if the sons are yours or it's from someone else. It's a sofek. And that's why Zok the Mashal, that's why he called him a Zokin. Because we don't say Roy Bilas Achabal. So the attack called Yalde Znunim. It's a suffix of his or others. V'achkach Oimeloin, after you have this Yalde Znunim, it's a suffix of his or others. Sholchom Aponecho, send her away. She's not loyal, send her away. What do you mean send her away? I'm the husband of her husband. I'm the father of the children. Imu Yochelishlach, if he's able to send her away, now the Eibusha wasn't gonna, but this was in the Ma'al Cholim. You're not gonna send away your wife with kids. So, and if you do, then I'll also. Shenemar vayoyim Hashem aleshea lech kachucha ishes nunim v'yaldes nunim v'ksiv vayelech vayikachas goymer bas dvolim. He took goymer bas dvolim. Goymer, what is the lashon of goymer? His name. Zok the Gemara Omer Rav Shakol goymer bo. Zok Rashi the last Rashi biyoson v'tavosom v'tavos libom. They all goymer tavosom. They all had relationships with her. Zokti Gemara Bas Dvolim. She was a Bas Dvolim. Why was she called Bas Dvolim? Pei Zayinu Medveiz. Diba Ra, Bas Diba Ra. She was a Diba Ra, Bas Diba Ra. They spoke about her. Also her mother. Ushmul Amash Metuk Mifi Akol Kedvela. She was sweet like a Kedvela. Rabbi Yechon Amash Akol Doshimbo Kedvela. Dovach Goyma Omar Rav Yehuda shebikshu legame emamoyim sheyisrael biyomel. Rav Yehuda shebikshu bozu vegomu shenema ki avdom melech odom vayisim ka'ofel ladush. The Gemara is going to continue tomorrow. We'll see what was the ma'aseh that took place when he took out children with his ishes nunim, either be emes or in the marav v'chaloyim.